The phrase mountain streams usually comes with the word pristine in front of it. But here in Wyoming, some outdoor recreation groups are saying not for long. That's because last year, the Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality downgraded the status of about 87,000 miles of small creeks and drainages in the state's high country.
For years, these streams have been considered primary recreation. That means they could be used for swimming, and the DEQ would clean them up even if a small amount of E. coli was found in them. But now the DEQ has reclassified them as secondary, which would allow five times more of the bacteria before they get cleaned up. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards took some kids up to the Snowy Range near Laramie in search of some of these downgraded streams.
Ew, that is disgusting.
I wanted to see in person the downgraded waters that the Department of Environmental Quality calls low-flow streams. That's less than 6 cubic feet per second. Hard to visualize, right? The one I found, Telephone Creek, is ankle deep this time of year. The first thing the kids do is jump in.
Do you guys feel like this is clean water?
Yeah.
Besides the fish guts, but otherwise it's clean.
That's my daughter, Ronwyn. She's found the fish guts, but she's not worried about the invisible things in the water, like bacteria.
Most people know E. coli comes from poop.
Chris Merrill is with Wyoming Outdoor Council, a group protesting the DEQ's decision to relax monitoring of shallow streams like the one my daughter is playing in.
And so certainly livestock can be a big source for E. coli in water, as well as any other warm-blooded animals.
E. coli can cause severe diarrhea and fever. It's a bacteria that every year the DEQ strives to keep out of Wyoming's waterways. Sarah Reese is the mother of one of my daughter's friends. She says her family does a lot of camping on such streams. She says the idea that no one will be keeping these waters safe has her worried.
It really would make me think twice about letting our kids do this, and for them it would significantly diminish their experience.
But I think it's important to keep in mind that essentially one organism can make you ill.
Kevin Frederick is the water quality administrator for the DEQ. He says people should recognize that all streams potentially carry E. coli, regardless whether they're primary or secondary. He says that's why the agency took a novel approach. Instead of trying to visit thousands of sites, they used GIS data to group streams by how fast they flow. It may be a first-of-its-kind model. But Frederick says the EPA did approve the state's new rule, even though it downgraded 75% of the state's streams. Then, when the DEQ started getting lots of flack, the EPA put the new rule on hold until there was more input from outdoor groups.
It's not perfect, and for that reason, there is a process in place. And again, we do encourage people to tell us where they think that model is broken down and needs to be modified.
Now the DEQ is calling for written comments. But Wyoming Outdoor Council Chris Merrill says this puts too much of a burden on individuals to do the work of reclassifying the streams.
As a citizen, you now would have to take photographs, give specific information about where the stream is, in order to petition that that stream be considered primary recreation.
Photographing all those streams would be an especially big job for one guy, Aaron Bannon with the National Outdoor Leadership School.
You can see the Middle Fork itself is a larger river, so it's in blue. It remains primary.
At their headquarters in Lander, Bannon is showing me the DEQ's map on his laptop. He points out all the downgraded streams where Knowles takes youth groups on 30-day expeditions into the Wind River Range.
And then as you get up into the drainage and see the tributaries are in red, which means that should this rule go through, they'd be downgraded.
So are those areas that your groups are going?
Oh yeah, big time, for sure.
There's dozens of squiggly red lines. Bannon says after a dusty, back-breaking hike, all his students want is a bath.
You are going to dunk your head in that thing, get your hair wet, you know, get your clothes as wet as possible just to wash a little bit of that sweat off. Yeah. And it feels great. Like it's a great part of that alpine experience.
Out in the Knowles yard, a backpacking group returns from weeks on the trail. Robinson Liu says, yeah, he jumped into a mountain pool. Sort of.
My friend actually pushed me in, and the moment I get in, it's, oh my God, it's frigid, the water. And then you can see the water is actually really clear in the stream. So you can see like little fish swimming beside you. And I was like, it's so amazing.
Whether all those streams stay that clear remains to be seen. The DEQ is taking written comments at their website, and they'll host a public meeting on September 16th in Casper. Outdoor recreation groups hope to persuade them to hold a second public meeting in Lander. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.